The saga of Enron took a particularly dark turn this week when a former company executive was found dead in an apparent suicide. In Washington, the Bush administration ordered a review of Enron and its former auditor, Arthur Andersen, to make sure the companies are still fit to work for the government. And a fight between some Democrats in Congress and the administration over how Enron influenced energy policy looks like it could go to court, perhaps as soon as this week. That would be a first. NPR's Emily Harris has been covering the Enron story and joins us now. So, Emily, how serious is this threat of a lawsuit, and what is it all about?
The threat is getting more serious, and what it's about is that several Democrats in Congress want to know who Vice President Cheney and his staff met with when they were formulating the energy policy of the administration last spring. So actually, in the summer, this began, and these members of Congress asked their investigative arm, the General Accounting Office, to get this information from the administration. The administration has refused, and what the accounting office can do then is take them to court. That would be a first, to have the General Accounting Office suing the administration for information like this. But this week, the head of the General Accounting Office said that unless they are in serious negotiations with the White House this week, it looks like they will, in fact, take it to court. Vice President Cheney doesn't want to release this information because he says he wants to protect the privacy of people who are asked to come to the administration and talk about issues. He wants to protect their privacy, and he doesn't want to set a precedent for any of this information to have to get out in the public.
So how much business do Enron and Arthur Andersen do with the federal government anyway, and why is the administration reviewing these contracts now?
This is separate from the lawsuit, but the administration is called this week for a review of business that the federal government does with Enron and Arthur Andersen, mostly to decide whether or not the companies are still fit to do business with the federal government. There are certain ethical standards you have to meet to be a government contractor. Enron does about, according to figures that were released last June, which are the most recent ones we have, Enron is doing about $35 million worth of work for the federal government, and Andersen about $25 million. A lot of that's for the Pentagon. The White House called for this review for a number of reasons. I mean, partially just to check them out. But also, the White House does need to distance themselves as much as they can, particularly from Enron. The ties between President Bush and the head of Enron, Ken Lay, are very widely publicized. The political support for the White House, people in the White House administration who've worked for Enron in the past. And so President Bush wants to be as careful as he can to be as far away from any hint of scandal around this. So that's partially why this review was called for. It's not clear that Andersen and Enron would lose their government contracts over this. The review will take a while, and it may turn out that Andersen thinks that it'll turn out just fine. We'll see what happens.
Well, a former Enron executive, Clifford Baxter, apparently shot himself this week. Do we know anything about his motivations?
Not completely clear. There is apparently a suicide note which hasn't been released yet, and the family has not made any comments on what they know about perhaps why he took his life this week. Some people who know him said they were surprised. He left the company last spring and had made a lot of money in stock sales, but he was also individually named in some of these lawsuits that are going on right now as an individual former executive of Enron, and his personal fortune could have been at stake. Those are some of the possible motivations, but no one knows for sure.
Well, here in Washington, hearings have started this past week into Enron and Andersen, but these are just the beginning. What's ahead?
This week, there's just one hearing. A Senate committee is going to hear testimony on how consumers and energy markets have been affected by the collapse of Enron. But there's a lot more hearings coming up in coming weeks on document destruction, on pension issues, tax shelters, accounting practices, everything you can think of. Everyone's getting involved. There are some calls that came out this week from a couple of House Democrats and a consumer advocacy group to get an Army secretary, Tom White, to testify before Congress. He was an Enron vice president until he joined the Bush administration in May and has sold stock there, stock in the company, as he was required to do so. And he has been in touch with Enron executives regularly through the course of the company collapse, so some in Congress want to hear from him.
NPR's Emily Harris. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Lisa.